All right, so I appreciate you all being here. I told my colleague I expected exactly four people at this presentation, and that included my fellow panelists. So thanks for staying till the end of APHA to watch us. So we heard Phil talk a little bit about how to engage businesses in worksite wellness, and we heard from Kaylin about providing the tools to businesses to help their employees be healthy. So what I'm going to talk about is how to get those employees to engage with those tools that you've gotten the businesses to agree to implement. And I just also wanted to make a quick note. So I work for an organization called the Monday Campaigns out of New York City, and I'll talk a little bit about them later. But I am a public health professional that works on a team with a lot of marketing and advertising people. And I think that something that's been lost at this conference, we've been talking about social marketing and things, we need to do better at marketing what we do, okay? Like, I'm serious. You know, if we can learn from Coke and how they sell Coke, we would just win the world because we have the best product. We have health, so we just need to sell it. Anyway, that's my little soapbox comment for the afternoon. So, Healthy Monday, raising health in the workplace. I'm going to talk to you about our worksite wellness strategies and one strategy in particular, and that strategy is called Monday. I have nothing to disclose. So, who are the Monday campaigns? We are a small nonprofit organization, and our ultimate objective is to reduce chronic preventable diseases by encouraging individuals and organizations to join together to dedicate the first day of every week, that day being Monday, to health. We have both a bottom-up and a top-down approach to how we do outreach to get people involved with our campaigns. So we do a lot of viral social media dissemination, but we also try to recruit key influencers. My favorite key influencer is Mario Batali, who loves to promote our Meatless Monday program. I don't know if anyone went to the panel yesterday. There was a food panel with his sustainability officer. So we do, you know, we do it both ways. We don't do any paid media. We don't have licenses or formal partnerships. So anything that I'm talking to you about today, it is free for you to use. You can go on the website. You can give me a call. All of our resources are out there for you to use to promote your services. So a little bit of history on us. We started with Meatless Monday back in 2003, if any of you have heard of that. We just celebrated our 10-year anniversary for that campaign. It was started by our founder, Sid Lerner, who used to be an advertising executive back in the 60s. So if you ever watch Mad Men, like, he was John Draper. That's who he was. He came up with the Mr. Whipple, Don't Squeeze the Charmin campaign. That's what he was best known for. So Sid has been a philanthropist for a good long time now, and he had a pre-existing relationship with Johns Hopkins University to work on health-related issues. And in 2003, the Surgeon General had just come out with a report that said we really, as Americans, needed to reduce our meat intake because our saturated fat and cholesterol levels were too high. So Sid sat there with a group of doctors at Johns Hopkins University and asked them, you know, if we're supposed to meet the Surgeon General's guidelines on this, how much less meat do we need to eat? And the esteemed doctors at Hopkins came up with this figure of 15%. If we could just reduce our meat intake by 15%, we could do better for our health. So Sid is great at doing quick math in his head, and he realized that 15% was about 3 meals out of 21, or one day a week, cutting out meat. And he remembered back in his Boy Scout days during World War II that Meatless Monday was used as a war rationing campaign to encourage people to conserve meat for the troops and the people overseas. So in his brilliant ad mind, he decided to revive Meatless Monday as a health campaign. So that's where we started in 2003, and then in 2006 we expanded to cover other health topics. So we work on more general nutrition, physical activity, tobacco cessation, overall wellness, sexual health, and all of this comes under our Healthy Monday umbrella. So why Monday? Why are we not the Tuesday campaigns or Wednesday campaigns? This is just a sort of popular thought, you know, for Monday. People think of it as something that's not very fun, not very good. But in fact, we have a lot of data that shows that Monday is a great day for health promotion. People report that they're more likely to start a new diet, an exercise routine, call their doctor, quit smoking, by far on Monday more than any other day of the week. The graph up there on the left is a little hard to read, but basically we did a national survey asking people just generally, how do you feel about Monday? And at worst, people saw it as a day like any other, but there wasn't so much of that feeling like Monday is a day to dread. People really see it as this fresh start, day to get their act together. The great news about Monday is there's 52 of them a year, so you can, you know, really recommit to your health every week and just take those incremental steps to better health. We also have Google data that supports this, so people go online looking for health information more at the beginning of the week. We just had a paper published in JAMA Internal Medicine looking specifically at smoking queries on Google. And it was a great study, but my favorite part of it was featured in a joke on Saturday Night Live this past weekend. So I've made it. I can retire now. You know, I've done all I can do for public health. And then just another example is tobacco quitline data, so people are calling into tobacco quitlines more at the beginning of the week. All right, so why does Monday work for work sites? Well, you know, most of us are on a five-day-a-week work schedule. I know that's not true for everyone, but a lot of us are. So it seems like a natural fit because everyone's coming in on Monday. We know they have this open-to-buy mindset for health already based on the data. So it's a good setting to use the Monday concept and leverage it for health promotion. Another great thing about work sites, you have multiple modalities to reach out to people. So you can use email, you can use social media if your work site lets you access that. You can use, you know, newsletters. There are lots of different ways to reach out to your population. So all we ask is that you time it for Monday. So just another few examples of how to reach out to people. So, I mean, whether you have bulletin boards that you post notices in, or you have a text messaging campaign that you want people to adopt, Monday is a great day to coordinate those communications. So I just want to show you a few examples of the types of campaigns we work on. So again, this is all free. You can ask us. We'll let you use this material. So Move It Monday is our physical activity campaign. So what our job is as an organization is to come up with creative ways to promote physical activity. So we come up with the posters and the fun signs and the Facebook posts and everything, and we give it to you all to promote on Monday for whatever services you provide. So this is for physical activity. This is some of our Meatless Monday creative, and there's Mr. Batali, the Prince of Pork, there on the right. I should have put, I just recently got one where he has a beet on his head, and I think I should incorporate that into here instead of the sausage. But anyway, that's his picture. So we have our Meatless Monday materials, Quit and Stay Quit. So this is about smoking. So what's interesting about our Quit and Stay Quit Monday campaign is we've just come up with a text messaging service. It's free for any employee to use. And there's nothing totally new about it in terms of the types of messaging that's sent out. You know, it's about trying to avoid triggers and reduce your cravings and things of that nature. But again, it's all based on this Monday concept. So people on Monday are getting the message, you know, did you quit last week? If you relapsed over the weekend, try to quit again. You know, it gives you a tip for the week. Wednesday is more of a maintenance message. You know, how have you been doing since Monday? Keep it up for the week. Friday is a preparation message, so going into the weekend, make sure you're avoiding those triggers that might make you smoke. Don't binge smoke over the weekend. And then Sunday is a reflection back on the week. So nothing new about the actual health messaging, but it's about coordinating those messages around this open-to-buy mindset at the beginning of the week. Oh, the ad on the left there is something we created for a region in New York State to get people to sign up for their tobacco cessation program. So Healthy Monday is our sort of umbrella campaign, so really any health behavior that you want to work on can fit under this. So we encourage work sites in particular, which often have, you know, they might have a tobacco cessation program and a physical activity program and a nutrition program, that they can bundle this all together under the Healthy Monday umbrella. So just a few examples of how this is being deployed. So there's a group at a Syracuse University. It's called Healthy Monday Syracuse. And they promote various health initiatives through Healthy Monday on the campus, particularly for staff, but also students as well. So they have Meatless Monday in their cafeterias. They do the Monday Mile and Move It Monday, where they have walks around campus on Mondays. They send out Monday messages to people, you know, hey, come try this class that we're holding this week. But really, again, leveraging that open to buy mindset at the beginning of the week to promote their existing programs. Johns Hopkins, where we started with Meatless Monday, also has a worksite wellness program, Healthy at Hopkins. So again, they do the Meatless Monday, they do the Monday Mile and the Move It Monday. So again, they're using this Healthy Monday umbrella to tie all of their disparate programs together and leverage that Monday for communications purposes. Northern Kentucky University, you know, in retrospect, I put up a lot of colleges, but this could work for any work site. These colleges, the examples I'm showing you target the employees at the colleges. That's why it's worksite wellness. But really, this concept can be deployed in any worksite setting whatsoever. So NKU does our Quit and Stay Quit Monday campaign. They do. They have a newsletter they send out every Monday called the Healthy Monday Motivator, where they list what are the health initiatives going on that week on campus. So again, just using that Monday for communication purposes. So those are just a few examples, but like I said, I mean, we have tons of creative resources on our website. You can contact us anytime if you want help with promoting worksite wellness or worksite wellness initiatives. But the one question I always get, and that's why it's FAQ and not FAQs, is, do we have to do everything on Monday? Because we don't have time for that. And no, not at all. You don't have to do all your activities on Monday, but what we encourage you to do is use Monday as that communication leverage point to raise awareness about whatever initiatives you have going on. So with that, I close, and I invite you all to work with us, and let's make Monday the day all health breaks loose. Thank you very much.